Now he should be in business. Good morning, Delissa.
Good morning, John. I'm now connected. Nice to see you. And yes, you do look very well. You look like you've had a good holiday. I've barely breathed since you've been gone.
Well, now you're either holding your breath in anticipation or you've been so busy. But we'll come on to that a bit later on. We've got an interesting subject this morning, haven't we? Ultimatums.
Ultimatums in relationships. Ultimatums are always a bad thing, don't you think, John? And they definitely don't work in ultimatums. I mean, you know, don't work in relationships. I could say to you, I suppose, you know, unless you get some decent coffee in this place, I'm not going back. Well, what would you say to me? Sorry, that's the way it is. I'd be off. So, you know, I'd be out of it. And relationships are a bit like that anyway. I think they're counterproductive, really, and they're manipulative. Is there ever a good time when an ultimatum is the way forward, do you think?
I don't know. I don't respond well to ultimatums.
No, I don't. Nobody does. And it isn't actually the way forward in any relationship. If somebody gives you an ultimatum, then that is being manipulative. If something's not working in your relationship, like your partner's smoking and you don't smoke and you can't bear being around it, then go smoke in secret. But anyway, no. The answer is that you need to talk about it and say, look, there's two of us in this relationship and I can't bear watching you smoke. It's just something you need communication and understanding in those sort of situations. There's no good ever offering it somebody an ultimatum, because both of you lose out. If that person says, well, you know, cigarettes matter to me more than you do, end of the relationship. So
ultimatums normally come towards the end of a relationship. So what's the build-up?
The build-up is actually possibly lack of trust, lack of understanding, lack of communication, lack of caring about the relationship and about the person. Because if you know that what you're doing is upsetting somebody, but it could be something else. I mean, it might not be something that you're doing that's upsetting something. It's because you won't take the relationship forward in the right way, or you won't do whatever that person wants to make the relationship more cemented. Then an ultimatum sometimes comes, you know, if you don't want to marry me, then I don't want to be in this relationship. Is an ultimatum, and that's an ultimatum that women sometimes feel that they want to give. And in a sense, actually, I do relate to that. If time is going past and that your man that you're with is not prepared to make the commitment, time is going past. I repeat that sentence again. Time is going past. And, you know, if somebody doesn't love you enough to give you what you want. But again, that's about communication, John. It's about two people talking to each other and understanding what's needed in the relationship.
So we're back to this commitment idea. So being a typical male, as I am, and totally oblivious to what's going on, it could be quite innocent, the fact something is building up. It's an ultimatum. So what are the warning signs for us?
Slamming of the door. Not being spoken to. Withdrawal of favours. No, I think you tend to know. And there's never a point in issuing an ultimatum. You say, this is my issue and this is what I would like. Can we talk about it? Can we communicate with each other on a sensible level? Get help if you need to about what it is that I need from you in order to continue in this relationship with you. You know, be respectful of the relationship. Don't turn it into a controlling situation. Have an honest discussion. Understand each other's needs. That's a really important aspect of any relationship, understanding the other person's needs. You know, find a solution, one that works for both of you.
And don't take things for granted.
No, never take anybody for granted, really. You know, people are very difficult. And I think one of the things that you learn as you go on through life is that people think differently, their brains react differently, men particularly act peculiarly. Well, I think men are, full stop, men are very different from women. And I think that there is a different way that brains work and the way that people act and behave differently to situations. And you have to understand where somebody else is coming from and why they're doing what they're doing.
So the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus has some element of truth in it, has it?
What has an element to it?
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think that's very true. But then you put into that just the fact that people are very different, full stop. you know, you can attribute certain aspects to men and certain aspects to women, but you know, those are interchangeable. You can generalize. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus is a generalization.
Yes.
But very often there's an element of truth in that. Men do behave in a particular way because they are driven by their reproductive instincts to behave in a different way than what women are. I think somebody said to me the other day that one of the reasons why older men like to go out with a younger woman very often is because it fulfills the ultimate desire of the sex act, I suppose you could say, which is to have children. And for women, when they go through the menopause, they know they're not going to have children anymore, so sex has a different meaning to it. So you've got two different circumstances when you reached a certain age anyway, with an attitude to something that's quite important in a relationship. If you take it beyond intimacy into a sexual relationship, then two people at a certain age are coming to it at it with different motives and different reasons.
That's an interesting point. I might pick up on that a little bit later. I think. Dua Lipa training season is over. With me this morning on Westgate Today is Lisa Needham, and we're talking about ultimatums. And she's already floored me a couple of times with some of the comments. So we're going to look at ultimatums that perhaps teenagers have to cope with.
Yeah, John, ultimatums, you know, lead to resentment and damage the overall health of relationships. So what we were talking about before the music was, ultimatums within long-standing relationships and generally amongst older people, but there is a prevalence now, and I was reading about it today, and I've been hearing a lot more about it over the last 2-3 days, that there are teenage girls are experiencing ultimatums. This is actually not a new thing. Ultimatums from young boys of the same age who maybe are being exposed to too much porn or whatever, being, you know, expecting things from girls which are not right, and issuing ultimatums about it. And that, in every situation, is completely wrong. And if anybody ever says that to... if anybody is ever coerced into doing things they don't want to do by ultimatums, that's very wrong. You walk away. Absolutely walk away. And you have the strength to do so. There are people out there who care about you and love you, but don't stay with somebody who doesn't because they want. They're threatening you.
There's a lot of education going on in schools at the moment about the violence against women and girls. And this ultimatum thing is part of that. So... it comes under the safeguarding, and so if it is happening to somebody, then there are people that go to, whether it's a teacher or somebody who's appointed.
Yes, go and get help, ask somebody else.
Yeah. Sometimes the ultimatums can be a bit devious. That's flawed, isn't it?
That has slightly flawed me. What were you thinking about particularly? I think ultimatums that, well, when you say devious, I automatically think that it's ultimatums that control somebody, that manipulate somebody, that keep somebody in a relationship. It's, in a sense, it's a non-violent form of domestic violence, if you understand what I'm getting at there. You know, domestic violence is about controlling your surroundings, not just your partner, but the person that you're with. And I know from making television shows about this that domestic violence, somebody could be, a man might be being bullied at work and then come home and bully the wife because it's where he has control. And you know, ultimatums and can be like that, manipulative and controlling.
So one of the things that one of the phrases, if you love me you would, or you don't love me because you don't.
That's a very bad phrase, that. It's awful, because that isn't... where's the love coming from? It should be about, actually, I love you, so I would like to do... or I'd rather that you didn't do this, or can we talk about this that you're doing? It's not if you loved me, it's I love you. And so I would rather that you didn't smoke, because I'm concerned about your health. I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Can we talk about that? You know, I love you, stop drinking. I love you, stop, eyeing up the neighbour.
Love is, I would put it, that you want the best for the other person.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's not selfish.
No, it is. It isn't. And it's that wonderful sentence that somebody gave me a little while ago, which I probably have repeated before, but I love it, which is that love is that principled affection that seeks the best for its object, no matter what the cost, personally. And I think that's the most beautiful definition of love.
Right, I'm just going back to this ultimatum thing. Part of the question was, is there a right time to give an ultimatum? Because sometimes relationships do go wrong. Somebody has to do something.
I think if you've been all the way down the process of talking about something, like supposing somebody is having an affair with somebody else and you've talked about it and they've promised not to do it and they've promised not to continue and they love you and they want to be in this relationship with you, but they're still having an affair with somebody or something like that, ultimately. And that, in a sense, is not an ultimatum. It's actually just saying, we've tried and obviously whatever it is better than you and me. We need to go. But I think that's, I think we need to call it a day. And I think that's in a sense, an ultimatum. But then you have to have gone down the route of talking, of getting help, of trying to understand, of trying to work it out, find the best solution for both of you. And if that still isn't working, then maybe it's time just to say call it a day. But I don't think that, in a sense, is an ultimatum.
So ultimatums then are about control, bullying,
manipulation.
And basically that is not showing respect for the other person.
Yes, and I think also it's a lack of love, isn't it? It's actually, it's not really, because as we defined what love is, if you love someone, you want the best for them. And if you think that controlling them is the best for them, it isn't. It never is.
Right, we're going to come back shortly, and I'm going to ask you the question. I'll give you a few moments to think about it.
Yes, my question. Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me a question. Yeah, well, actually, I've got two, but I'll whiz through one and we'll see if we've got the time for the second one. So this is from Christabel, and she's basically saying that she's going out with her boyfriend for a few years now, and they live together and have done for the last year. And I thought we were happy as we are. However, he has now told me that unless we are going to get married, then it's over between us and he will move out. He says I clearly don't love him enough. And I don't see the need to get married, and I don't like being given an ultimatum. I feel like he doesn't trust me. I don't think people have to get married to have a life together. Why is he doing this, and what should I do? Should I get married if that's what he wants? Well, you should never do anything you don't want to do, Christabel, although you probably want to ask yourself why you don't want to as well. But ultimatums, as we've said, are wrong. It's manipulative. And, you know, he has to respect your wishes and what you do and don't want to do as much as you may, you know, compromise and respect his wishes. It's a two-way thing. You have to talk about this. There's resentment building up here, and you need to look after, to limit the damage to the overall health of the relationship. You both need to talk about this. I think that's probably a very important thing. I wonder why he's doing it. Is there some reason that he wants this? Because it sounds as though he wants to control you but doesn't want to respect your feelings. Do you agree with that, John?
He might just be looking for security.
Yes. Well, yes. And that's usually the woman's role, isn't it, in many ways. But what's making him feel insecure?
Because of her lack of commitment to marriage.
But marriage is just a piece of paper, you could say, or something that just happens in a registry office. I would say that out of many of my friends that have got married and had huge wedding ceremonies, big marriages, and a lot of people get married for that wedding ceremony, not for the actual marriage. I would look back on those, but on personally, so this is from a subjective point of view, I'd look back on those and say the ones that my friends that are still together are the ones that didn't actually get married, because they're there for other reasons. They're there because they enjoy each other's company. They're there because they share children together, and they have that relationship together, and they're happy. So I don't know. Is it always a necessity? Is it because one person is feeling insecure, or is it because of religious beliefs and your belief in the institution of marriage that you want to start from a new platform and start again? I mean, these two people obviously need to talk to each other. Yes. about what the issues are and why they want these things.
Yeah, I would say marriage is more than a piece of paper. You don't have to have a big ceremony. You don't have to spend thousands of pounds on it. What you're actually doing is showing the world you're committed to each other.
Yes.
Publicly.
And showing yourself that you're committed to each,
yeah,
other as well. Yes. But it is a piece of paper.
Well.
But it matters. I mean, it is. I agree with you in many respects. I mean, I shouldn't be so flippant to say it's just a piece of paper. It is a whole meaning, and you are making a great commitment, and you're showing your friends that you're making that,
yeah,
commitment. But it is not essential.
But it's a decision that you reach together, as you've communicated.
Yes.
Whereas in Christabel's, they need to talk about it. Why, yeah, is there this need?
Yes. And the answer is not an ultimatum.
No.
It's not, you will do this or else. Yeah.
So your other question.
Oh, that was a quick one as well. So Diana writes that she met this man a while ago on a dating app, and they've been seeing each other for a year, and it's been great. He lives in Italy, and he used to travel to the UK quite regularly on business, so that's how the relationship happened. You know, he would come here, and she would go over to Italy, but now he's not coming to London anymore. He's saying, you either come to Milan and live with me, or the relationship's over. And that's a big decision for her, because it's work, and she has to give up her position. I mean, she's the one that's making the compromise, it seems to me, here, and not him. And I, again, it's back to have an open and honest conversation about what you both really, really, really want. I mean, is it actually going to work if she goes to Milan to live with him? Because it doesn't feel like he's coming her way at all, does it, really?
No.
It rather seems as though he's wanting his cake and eat it, all of it being a Milanese whirl or whatever it is. That's what he's doing. You know.
It might be his job.
Yeah, and the pasta's better in Italy than it is here. I know, it might be his job, who knows. Buffalo mozzarella.
Right, to sum up about ultimatums, they're always wrong.
Yeah.
And they can be resolved by, or can sometimes be resolved by communication, but sometimes can't be resolved at all, and that's the end of the relationship.
Yeah, and if worse comes to the worst, carry on doing what you're doing, but do it behind somebody's back where they can't see you.
Now we're talking about smoking again, aren't we? Right. Thank you, Lisa. We'll see you again next month.
Yeah. I think it's June I'm down for, not May.
Yes, because I'm going to take another holiday in May, aren't I?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, everybody can, you know, suffer with their problems in between time.
Yes.
Dating world of Kent will go to rack and ruin without us, John.
So I've chosen as our last track on for this particular session, Cliff Richard and We Don't Talk Anymore.